here's a story from The World.
The tiny former Soviet Republic of Moldova is getting its first female president. She's a pro-Western politician who beat the pro-Russian incumbent. But as Kyle Vass reports, corruption became the issue that energized many voters, including Moldovans living abroad.
$1,400 a year. That's the average household income in Moldova. And it goes a long way to explain why one of three adults from there have left the country to go find work. Sabina Costin became part of the Moldovan diaspora at age 17. Her family won the green card lottery and moved to Minneapolis.
Wasn't expecting the cold, but I think I'm used to it.
Costin says one of the first things about American life that stood out to her was the fact that institutional bribery was not really a thing like in Moldova.
The way I gotten into a charter school from the very beginning, I was in second grade. I took an entrance test. It looks like I didn't fully pass it. So the next day, my mother dressed me nicely and my mom said, "How much do you need to get her in school?"
Costin says she's not someone who's really into politics. But one candidate for president this year stood out to her, Maia Sandu. And Costin says that's because Sandu put one thing at the center of her campaign. Corruption.
This is what is at the heart of all of this. The farther we go, with more transparency, we'll be able to achieve so much more.
Maia Sandu won the election for president last week in Moldova. She defeated the incumbent Igor Dodon in a landslide. Dodon was accused of taking bribes and vowed to rule Moldova like Putin.
He has promised that Putin would visit Moldova, which has not happened in the last 4 years.
Yulia Zhozha is a professor at Georgetown University.
The fact that Russia has restrained itself from intervening actively in these elections has been very good news for the entire region.
Zhozha says there's a paradigm shift happening in Moldova. The big political question used to be, will the country look to Europe or to Russia? But now, Zhozha says many Moldovan voters care most about internal governance, transparency versus oligarchy. And she says that's especially true for the diaspora, which made up about 15% of voter turnout this year.
They see how well they fare in the West, and they want to be able to do as well at home and to be able to return home.
Zhozha says Moldovans abroad also make up the biggest foreign investors in the country. The remittances they send back home add up to about 16% of GDP. President-elect Sandu herself left Moldova to pursue an education at Harvard. She also worked at the World Bank in Washington, and so I ask her, why did you come back?
Because Moldova is a beautiful country with very nice people. I got an interesting job opportunity. It was a challenging job for me to become Minister of Education.
In that job, Sandu says she helped tackle the problem of bribery in schools. She says she considers herself lucky to be back in Moldova, and Sandu says she empathizes with the people in diaspora.
They still believe in their country. They want things to change in our country. And as a proof to that is their participation in the latest presidential elections a few days ago.
Sandu got overwhelming support from Moldovans abroad. More than 90% of them voted for her.
We need to work very hard to create opportunities for them at home. First of all, to create a functional government, to have the rule of law for the people to believe in their country again.
Sandu says that means going after systemic corruption, for example, in the judicial system.
Unfortunately, some of the existing judges are corrupt. Some of the people who are already in the system are corrupt. And I will be promoting a law in the parliament to clean up the system, to do the evaluation of judges and prosecutors.
Sandu says she knows battling corruption is dangerous work. Her own mother has even begged her to stop because she fears for her daughter's safety. But Sandu says the outpouring of support she's seen this year gives her the courage to lead the charge for reform, to create a country that the diaspora can come home to. As one Sandu supporter I spoke to who lives in Austria, Natalia Kukoš, put it,
"Poți să scoți omul din Moldova, dar nu poți să scoți Moldova dintr-un om niciodată."
You can take the person out of Moldova, she says, but you can't take Moldova out of the person. For The World, I'm Kyle Vass.
PRX.